You're listening to Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow. It wasn't too long ago, a few weeks ago, that Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal denigrated something called volcano monitoring, sort of a waste of money. And, well, they're not denigrating it there in Alaska today, where they're seriously watching a volcano. Alaska's Mount Redoubt continues to spurt and sputter. It began erupting last Sunday, and since then, scientists at the USGS have been keeping a close eye on this 10,000-plus-foot volcano, and its latest eruption occurred earlier this morning, sending a plume of ash to an altitude of 32,000 feet. And the volcano activity has caused some airline flights to be postponed. This disrupted the operations of some fuel oil terminals in the area and put the residents of Kenai Peninsula on high alert. But don't expect the lava to start flowing down the sides of Mount Redoubt anytime soon. Joining me now to tell us why and give us an update on the activity is my guest, David Schneider, a geophysicist at the U.S. Geological Survey's Alaska Volcano Observatory. He's on the line with us now. Give us an update, Dr. Schneider. What's happening?
Well, our latest eruption was this morning at about 8:40 a.m. Local time, and it was another pretty highly explosive eruption, put an ash cloud up to about 50,000 feet this time.
Wow.
And it's not drifting towards any heavily populated parts of Alaska. It's been a pretty busy week here.
Mm-hmm. Is it dumping ash? It's not dumping ash on anybody yet, then.
Well, no one really lives near the volcano, and so in this, the way the wind's blowing today, it's headed away from the populated parts of Alaska.
Mm-hmm. And the last time we had an eruption like this was when?
About 12 hours prior to that.
No, well, I guess
we've had over 10 explosive events here in the past week. Prior to that, the most recent activity at Redoubt was in 1989 to 90 over a period of about 4 months or so.
Thank you for being kind and anticipating what I really wanted to ask you. people have a vision of a volcano erupting and spewing out the ash and the dust, the clouds, and then all this hot red lava coming down the side.
Yeah, this is kind of a boring lava for a lot of people. You know, it's a very viscous type of lava that doesn't really flow, and that leads to its explosivity because it doesn't flow out of the vent. It tends to plug it up until the pressure becomes so great that it gets blasted out. Or in the case of Redoubt, the dome continues to grow on a very precarious slope, and it just fails due to oversteepening. And that failure, that gravitational failure, will sort of uncork the bottle, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And volcano watching, can you tell a volcano is going to be active before it actually happens?
If the volcano is instrumented, we can give some advance warning. We've been watching Redoubt really since last fall, and when increased our level of concern there for aviation and for ground hazards back late last year. Mm-hmm. And so people have had a fair bit of warning here to make preparations for ash fall and for the airlines and actually the Air Force base here north of here in Anchorage to redeploy some aircraft as well.
Give us an idea of the geology that we're talking about here. We know about Mount St. Helens and the area down there along the American Pacific in the Seattle area. Is this the same, the Cascades? Is this the same kind of chain that goes up the coast into Alaska?
Yeah, that's correct. There's about 50 historically active volcanoes in Alaska that stretch along about a 1,200-mile arc from just west of Anchorage all the way out to the tip of the Aleutian. So if you picture usually Alaska's down there south of California in most maps, but there's that arc of islands that stretches out across the North Pacific, and those are mainly volcanic islands. Some of these volcanoes rise up, in excess of 10,000 feet. And Redoubt's quite spectacular because its altitude's about 10,000 feet, but it's only about 25 miles from the ocean, and so there's quite a lot of relief there visible from the Kenai Peninsula, and you can even see it here from Anchorage.
So is this part of the famous Ring of Fire?
Absolutely. This is the northern branch of the Ring of Fire, and these volcanoes tend to erupt explosively because of the magma type that's produced.
So there's not going to be the lava dome here.
Well, there will be. We're anticipating at some point that Redoubt will stabilize and produce a lava dome like it did during 1989 to 90, where there was a whole series of domes that were emplaced. There just won't be much of a flow of lava down the slopes. It just piles up because it's a very, very sticky substance.
And these, as you say, these volcanoes tend to explode rather than flow around.
Yeah, that's right. Just based mainly on the type of lava that are produced. We do have some volcanoes farther west in the Aleutians that produce more of a lava flow type of, mm-hmm. of eruption. But rarely get pictures of those because they're underneath the clouds.
Yeah. Well, tell us what kind of sensors you have. Where do you put them? How do you monitor a volcano?
Sure. Volcanoes are monitored. Bread and butter is a seismometers, and those are placed in networks around the volcano because the precursory earthquakes tend to be very small, maybe magnitude ones or twos, and so at largest. And so the sensors need to be very local to the volcano. And then we put them farther away because typically what happens during an eruption is seismometers are destroyed. In some volcanoes, we'll have real-time GPS sensors that can telemeter the data back, radio the data back to the observatory, and can measure deformation of millimeters, which gives some idea of the volume of magma that might be in the volcano. We conduct overflights that measure volcanic gases, and we use satellites routinely to look down and look for evidence of increased thermal activity.
Mm-hmm. And how many, you mentioned there were dozens of these volcanoes, how many of them are actually monitored?
Yeah, of the 50 historically active volcanoes in Alaska, about 30 of them have real-time seismic monitoring networks, and a much smaller number have in situ or continuous GPS receivers on them.
Mm-hmm. And will you get closer to try to see what's happening actually inside the volcano?
Closer is never good. And so we can do quite a bit of work safely by taking overflights and looking down on the volcano, measuring gas. We have thermal imager that we can use out of a helicopter to take the temperature of the volcano remotely. We also have battery-powered webcam just north of the volcano that sends us back information to give visual observations as well. And what's really become very valuable in this eruption are a couple of weather radars. One, just a regular weather radar, FAA weather radar, located about 40 miles away, and then a new USGS radar we just installed last Saturday, just
wow.
became operational, to scan back and forth very rapidly over the volcano to detect an ash cloud.
Well, so you're going to be watching this very closely.
We have been. It's been a busy week. And, it's been a busy year in Alaska, actually. This is the third major eruption of a volcano since July. We had two out in the Aleutians in July and August that were very large explosive eruptions that produced drifting gas and ash clouds that disrupted aviation across the lower 48.
So it seems like it's making its way around the rim there. It started out the
Aleutians. It does seem to be that way.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like a slot machine where you pull the lever and see how the bars line up.
So this is an active season, so to speak. Would you expect more volcanoes to erupt?
Right now the ones that are active, we can where there's earthquakes occurring, we can give a more short term forecast, but. Quiet for the next day is the same as quiet for the next year. I mean,
right.
for things that are quiet, there's no differentiating between stages of quiet.
Yeah.
We'll just keep our eyes and ears on the ground here to see what's going on.
Thank you, Dr. Schneider.
You're welcome.
David Schneider out there volcano watching. He's a geophysicist at the U.S. Geological Survey's Alaska Volcano Observatory.